In this segment, we're chatting with one of our partners at the Department of Economic Opportunity, Marianne Arbeloo. She'll be sharing with us information specific to lenders about the Florida State Small Business Credit Initiative, or SSBCI. Thanks for chatting with us, Marianne.
Thank you, Cheryl. It's a pleasure to be here.
So what is SSBCI, and who is providing the credit initiative?
Cheryl, SSBCI is an important community initiative with many beneficiaries. First, it helps business owners obtain debt financing to start new businesses or expand existing businesses. It also helps commercial lenders increase their commercial lending activity, allowing them to leverage their capital. And lastly, it supports community economic activity as funds are channeled into the local economy. To give you a little background, in 2010, the Small Business Jobs Act was enacted, which provides critical resources for lending support and other opportunities to help small businesses continue to drive economic recovery and create jobs. The Act, with $1.5 billion in funding, created SSBCI to strengthen state programs that support lending to small businesses. So under this initiative, the U.S. Department of Treasury allocated just under $98 million to Florida to increase much-needed capital for small businesses. With this allocation, the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity, or DEO, is implementing the SSBCI by using the funds to provide loans to creditworthy small businesses to expand and create job opportunities.
Great. Can you help explain to lenders exactly how it works?
Sure. SSBCI is a risk mitigation program that spreads the lending risk between the state and the lender. DEO is partnering in this initiative with Enterprise Florida, Inc., and working together, we offer the following programs. In direct loan products through the Venture Capital Program and the Export Loan Program, and then credit enhancement products through the Loan Guarantee Program, the Loan Participation Program, and the 504 SBA Bridge Loan Program. DEO is also administering the Capital Access Program. Cheryl, it's important to note that this is the first time that Florida has managed a loan program for small businesses specifically designed to facilitate a business's access to capital and to reduce risk for lenders.
So exactly what does that mean to lenders, this partnership?
Well, this program offers risk mitigation to lenders. By utilizing one of the SSBCI programs, a lender can offset risk through a guarantee or participation on a portion of the loan. The SSBCI supports commercial lenders by offsetting risk caused in part by increased regulatory pressure, deteriorated collateral values, and overall tighter credit requirements, factors which have adversely impacted commercial lending volumes in the state.
Does the SSBCI offer advantages to Florida lenders?
Clearly, the program has many advantages for lenders, Cheryl, which includes reduced risk, no minimum collateral requirements, no state involvement in loan decisions. Lenders are responsible for underwriting and pricing the loan. Credit enhancement applies to various types of loans, including lines of credit and partial lines of credit. It provides a non-competitor source of capital. Nonprofits and non-SBA approved franchises are loan eligible. And program utilization may also help with CRA credit.
Good. So how does the SSBCI differ from other credit initiatives like, say, the SBA?
Well, a few key areas where the program differs from SBA would include the fact that nonprofits are eligible, there are no restrictions on personal liquidity, and the program offers limited processing and paperwork. This program was designed to meet Florida's unique small business lending needs. Also, the SSBCI funds are not grant funds. Funds are transferred to the state of Florida to be used at the state level as an evergreen loan program.
What is the SSBCI loan guarantee and loan participation?
Well, the SSBCI guarantee is a guarantee on a portion of the loan as credit enhancement to support lender loan approval. The loan participation is where SSBCI purchases a portion of the loan originated by the lender. Like the guarantee, the reduced exposure supports lender loan approval.
What is the SSBCI 504 bridge loan participation?
The SSBCI bridge loan permits the purchase of the second mortgage originated by the lender on an interim basis until the SBA takeout, again, reducing the exposure for the lender.
What parameters apply to loan guarantees and loan participation?
Loan guarantees and the participations range from anywhere from 5% to 80% coverage. Under no circumstances may a lender have less than 20% exposure, and each loan is reviewed on a case-by-case basis. The targeted amounts for loan guarantees and participation is $250,000 to $5 million, and the maximum term permitted for either the guarantee or participation is 5 years.
So who's an eligible participant?
Eligible participants are small businesses that have 500 employees or less. That includes corporations, partnerships, joint ventures, sole proprietorships, cooperatives, limited liability corporations, or other for-profit or not-for-profit entities who are authorized to conduct business in Florida.
What about ineligible participants?
Ineligible participants include lender business relationships that are not arm's length, a participant that's been convicted of a sex offense against a minor, or a business that earns more than half of its annual net revenue from lending activities.
What is an eligible business purpose under this program?
To give you some idea of eligible business purposes, they include, but are certainly not limited to, startup costs, working capital, business procurement, franchise fees, equipment, inventory, as well as the purchase, construction, renovation, or tenant improvements of an eligible place of business. This definition of eligible business purpose also applies to allowable loan investment purposes under the program.
What are ineligible loan purposes?
Sure, borrowers may not use the loan proceeds to acquire or hold passive investments such as commercial real estate ownership, purchase of securities, or financing lobbying activities. They may not use the proceeds to repay delinquent federal or state income taxes unless the borrower has a payment plan in place with the relevant taxing authority. Proceeds may not be used to repay taxes held in trust or escrow, for example, payroll or sales taxes. Funds may not be used to reimburse funds owed to any owner, including any equity injection or injection of capital for the business's continuance. And lastly, to support unguaranteed portions of SBA guaranteed or other federally guaranteed loans.
How does a lender submit a deal?
The process is really easy, Cheryl. The lender completes the loan application, the lender certification, and the borrower certification forms, and those can be found on Enterprise Florida's website at www.eflorida.com/SSBCI. They complete their underwriting and submit the credit package and program forms to Enterprise Florida for program approval. Lenders are welcome to contact the program administrator, David Rodriguez, at Enterprise Florida to discuss a loan prior to submission. David can be reached at area code 407-956-5682 or by email at drodriguez@eflorida.com.
Great. Well, thank you, Mary Ann, and the Department of Economic Opportunity. You can follow them on Twitter at FLDEO and also like them on Facebook. So thanks for being on the show, and we wish you the very best, Mary Ann.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you for having us.
You can subscribe to the Florida SBDC Network podcast from the iTunes Store and follow us on Twitter at Florida SBDCN. Thank you.